Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, there was a surprise upgrade for some people in iOS 17.4. Testing has revealed that it enabled Qi2 wireless charging at the full 15-watt speed for iPhone 12 users. Support for 15-watt Qi2 charging was first announced for the iPhone 15, then extended back to the iPhone 13 and iPhone 14 with iOS 17.2 in December. Qi2 is effectively an open standard that replicates the functionality of MagSafe. This was done with Apple's approval and involvement through the Wireless Power Consortium behind the original Qi standard. Essentially, Apple told the industry group that it thought its own approach was the way to go for second-generation Qi charging and gave it permission to use its specifications. MagSafe offered two benefits over other wireless chargers, including a magnetic connection to the phone to accurately position the phone against the charging coils, and a faster charging speed of 15 watts instead of 7.5 watts. Qi2 brings those same benefits to non-Apple chargers, usually at a slightly lower cost because there is no certification fee that accessory makers have to pay for Apple, like they do for MagSafe. So following the expansion to the iPhone 15, then the iPhone 13 and 14, testing shows that iOS 17.4 unlocks full 15-watt Qi2 charging for the iPhone 12. Macworld conducted testing comparing Apple's MagSafe charger with a third-party Qi2 wireless charger from Anker, showing charging speeds that were roughly the same, to indicate that the Anker charger can now charge at 15 watts for the iPhone 12. In other news today, it looks like we'll have to keep waiting for the new iPad Pro and iPad Air updates. Bloomberg reports that Apple is now targeting a release of the new iPad Pro and iPad Air models for early May. This news comes as Apple's overseas suppliers have ramped up production of the new devices. The story explains that Apple had hoped to release the new iPads by the end of March or in early April, but it is still in the process of finalizing the software updates that will run on the new devices. Additionally, the new OLED screens used in the new iPad Pros require complex new manufacturing techniques which have contributed to this delay. So with those struggles in mind, Apple is now targeting that release for sometime in early April instead. For those keeping track at home, it's been around 18 months since the last update to the iPad. Apple last rolled out updates to the iPad Pro and the entry-level iPad in October of 2022. As a refresher, the new iPad Pro models will switch to OLED screens, feature a much thinner design, an upgraded M3 processor, and ship alongside a new Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil. The big change for the iPad Air, meanwhile, will be that it will be available in a new 12.9-inch screen size for the first time. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder, a new app from Fun Media that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use and well-designed interface for tracking all of your fasting details. An easy-to-use timer lets you choose popular fasting plans like 16:8, 18:6, or create your custom schedule that suits your lifestyle. You can also monitor your fasting progress with insightful charts and graphs, letting you track your fasting hours, weight, hydration, steps, and more to see how your body responds over time. And of course, FastMinder integrates with all of the native system features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. This includes live activities, widgets, Apple Health integration, and a modern designed Apple Watch app. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to get started with FastMinder. My thanks to FastMinder from Fun Media for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has filed a lawsuit against Andrew Odd, a former iOS software engineer, accusing him of leaking information about more than half a dozen different Apple policies and products to the press. The leaks included details about Apple's then-unreleased Journal app, Apple's development of, quote, products within the spatial computing space, and more. The lawsuit, which was filed in California this month, includes around 7 examples of Odd's leaks over the years at Apple, revealing that he sent over 1,400 encrypted messages to a Wall Street Journal journalist over a single 4-month period. The Apple lawsuit also says he sent a journalist at The Information over 10,000 messages from his Apple-issued work iPhone and traveled across the continent to meet with her. Odd appeared to use the leaks as a way to try to get Apple to kill the projects that it was working on that he disagreed with. And again, he did all of the communication from his Apple-issued work iPhone. One of the examples is that around April 2023, Odd read an email containing the final feature list for an unannounced Apple app to a Wall Street Journal writer. This example clearly refers to a story from Aaron Tilley at the Wall Street Journal, published in April 2023 about the Journal app. In November 2022, he reportedly shared confidential details about Apple's strategy for regulatory compliance. In October 2020, he reportedly shared information about Apple's upcoming Vision Pro spatial computer. In August of 2021, he reportedly corroborated a rumor about a design feature of an unreleased Apple device. In May of 2023, Odd disclosed confidential details regarding Apple's internal product development to the Wall Street Journal. And a few months later, Odd reportedly leaked information about Apple's analysis of its product hardware characteristics to an unnamed journalist via multiple different conversations. In the lawsuit, Apple says it learned of Odd's misconduct in the fall of 2023 and requested a meeting with him to discuss his improper disclosures. During the interview, Odd allegedly said that he needed to go to the bathroom, then proceeded to leave the room and delete all of the evidence off of his phone. Odd joined Apple originally in 2016 and worked as an iOS software engineer on optimizing battery performance. Apple says that he received multiple promotions over his tenure at Apple, but he has since been terminated following this investigation. Due to his work on iOS and battery performance, Apple says that Odd was privy to information regarding dozens of Apple's most sensitive projects, including development of Apple silicon chips and iPhone products, among others. And even though his employment has been terminated, in the lawsuit, Apple says that he poses an ongoing threat based on his knowledge of its confidential and proprietary information. We have the full lawsuit embedded at the link in the show notes below, and it provides a fascinating look at Apple's work to crack down on product leaks, especially when you try to leak products from your work-issued phone. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you head to 9to5mac.com/join, you can find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content for $5 a month or $50 a year. Also, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to Fun Media and Fastminder for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily this week and letting us keep making the show 5 days every week. All of the latest Apple news is available on 9to5mac.com. You can follow along with me on Threads @ChanceHMiller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.